The numbers told the story. They always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Ladies and gentlemen, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. And the intro music goes a little something like this. There you go.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man. Not everybody has their own intro music. Unscripted with a crack. How you doing, Bill?
Good.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody.
In studio, live.
Hey, before we get into whatever we're going to get into, Carl Sack was here moments ago. By the way, Carl says, you know, I asked him off air, Carl Sack, who's an NBA guru, who does NBA picks with Dr. Bob, and he just released his pick, immediately moved markets. That's what happens when he releases picks. So the only places, we're getting reports, the only places that held firm with the 3.5 were Circa and Bookmaker. Everybody else went to 3, and the 1.5 went to 1 with reduced juice on the first half. But he said, I asked him off air, I go, did you bet any golf at all? He goes, oh, no, you know where I get my golf stuff from? He goes, from Crack. Oh. Crack's golf stuff he uses. So
yeah,
that should make
cool.
You feel good.
Oh yeah, no. We have. I tell you, over the years, it shocks me. We have some really good golf information. I need Speed to do good this weekend.
That's your guy.
I'll continue with that. Yeah,
Rory McIlroy with the one-stroke lead early going at the PGA Championship. One-stroke lead over Homa and Zalatoris in the early going. John Daly and Eldrick Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Among those that are, oh no, Tiger gave one back. I think. Yeah, Tiger gave one back. So Tiger's 3 back, but John Daly's 2 back. Among the dignitaries. By the way, we get tweets at Beating the Book, and Bill, I just wanted to show you that we have a very international show here. This is from Marcus Phillips, Marcus Phillips 2.0. This is from Spain, España. Jeff, you want to crack at it? You want to take a crack at this, Jeff? No, Jeff is like, no, hell no, I don't want to take a crack at this. Bill, mientras hay genios sudo premium en tenis intentando rascar cuota 2 o plus a ganadora Roland Garros Swiatek, los que escuchamos a Gil sabemos que la teníais a 5.5 a hace meses. Elegid bien al experto, no al que sigue olas y se cuelga medallas. Hashtag value picks. Now, you know what that means, Bill?
No. I mean, I know pigeon Spanish. Everything I just add, oh. Like if I want to get a check in a restaurant when I'm down in Colombia or, you know, Panama, El Checo.
El Checo. He said, while there are pseudo-premium geniuses in tennis trying to scratch odds 2 or plus on Roland Garros winner Swiatek, those of us who listen to Numbers Game know that you had her at plus 450 months ago. Choose the expert well, not the one who follows waves and hangs medals. Hashtag value picks.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Marcus Phillips. Global show, Jeff Parlay. Not good enough, apparently, for domestic distribution, but good for global, nonetheless.
Escuchamos, I actually knew.
You know that one?
I do.
You knew Sabemos also, right?
Yeah, I knew a few words in there.
Experto, you knew?
Yeah, you can figure some stuff out.
Please, anybody who wants to send us tweets in different languages, please.
We'll take French, we'll take Portuguese, we'll take whatever you got.
Yeah, a little Hebrew. Keep the vowels in for me, though. I've got like third grade reading Hebrew. Status. How you been, man? You been good?
Good. You know, on a serious note, I used to write for many gaming sites in the last 25 years, especially back in the beginning in the late 90s and early in the internet. So I used to go to Costa Rica, Panama, Antigua, Curacao to look at the sports books and solvency so you pick up Spanish, though. You pick up a little bit, and you have to know a little bit in certain countries. Like Panama is actually pretty much Americanized. They use the American dollar and stuff, but other countries you really have to know a couple words anyway. So
yeah,
it's
it is interesting how some countries are comfortable with the Americanization of it, and others no, they'll push back on it. And good for them, by the way.
I always kissed the ground when I came back to this country, though. No matter who says what, you know, and I know the economy's whatever it is.
It's nothing like home.
You kiss the ground in this country when you go to other countries. You really do. I'm not saying like, France and Europe, but I mean, even so, there, you know, this is still home. So
absolutely. I feel that way too. Whenever you come back, you're just like, it's home, right? So you feel comfortable. You feel at ease.
Mm-hmm.
There's always with international travel, as you know, as fun as that is for so many people. when there's language barriers and there's currency barriers and you don't know if you're being taken for a ride in some spots if you don't know a local, right? So there's always stresses and anxieties involved in that kind of thing.
Taken for a ride.
Yeah.
Since I bring that up.
funny how that works.
Going to lead into this. Yeah. So I put a tweet up yesterday, which, by the way, Las Vegas locally, a great follow to find out things that happen in town and around town. He or she, I don't know if it's a girl or a guy, he retweeted it. It's about your safety while in casinos. And I just noticed I was in a casino, and I noticed the machines. A lady had her pocketbook next to her on the chair. And then I started looking, and I seen a lady had her pocketbook in the middle between the two machines. And there's no plastic barrier in between the machines. Now, here at the South Point, it's unbelievable. It's great. Every machine has a barrier
right
in between them.
Yeah,
they're really smart
now.
Here.
Yeah. Look at them right now. Yep.
Yeah, like you know, the plastic thing in the middle. It's either usually a black barrier even, because don't even make it clear where you see the other from the other side, where you could probably reach over, but that would be a little blatant. So you see this all the time. It's not reported. It's reported to the security, but you're never going to know about it at home. Media is not going to know about it because it's just something that happens internally, and it happens every day, by the way, in casinos.
Well, they gain nothing by publicizing that, right?
They gain nothing by publicizing it, like a lot of other things in this town.
That's a whole other subject.
I was in a casino. I took a video of it. I can't believe how bad it was.
But isn't it amazing how trustworthy people are?
Well, they get blinded by the neon, too. It's a casino. Nothing's going to happen to me here. There's cameras here. That's what they think. You know, this is, they're in a casino. That's like almost a comfort zone for people. They're smoking, they're gambling, and, you know, they're not really paying attention to the game they're on, or video poker, or may it be regular slots. They actually don't even realize that they're in a place that actually a lot of theft happens.
Of course.
There's a lot of hustlers and fleas walking around. You know, and I'm not talking about
hustlers and fleas.
The coin guys that are looking for extra coins or credit thieves or the bonus guys. I'm a bonus guy. If I walk in a casino, I see a bonus too high that I know is too high, I'll stop on the machine. And I'm not one of the guys that actually stands behind somebody.
Oh, man.
That's a whole subject, standing behind someone that's playing a game that you know has certain bonuses built up. Maybe they don't know, and they'll leave the machine. I don't want to say no more. Like guys like my buddy Randy McKay will say, what are you doing?
What are you
telling
doing?
On this stuff.
You're giving all the secrets away.
Yeah. So,
we love Randy.
I'm not really talking about those type of people. I'm talking about guys that just go up and down, and it don't have to be guys. It could be females, and they just walk around casinos just looking for any targets. I mean, it sounds hard to believe, right?
No, it doesn't to me because that's not hard to believe for me at all. What I just amazed by, I'll get back to what I was saying, was the people who lose their sense and just put the bag there, right? And it's just like, oh, yeah, it'll be fine, whatever. Like, I'll just give you, when I leave my car, you know how the car will lock automatically?
Yes.
I will not, walk away entirely until I look back and see that it happens.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. Garage doors of homes, like, you know how they automatically come down. You know, people, they walk in their house while the door is coming down. I've lived in big cities all my life. We ain't doing that.
Sure.
I'm looking back at that door to make sure that it hits the ground first.
You know, you bring up a great subject.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about garages. Garages are very, very dangerous. I'm sorry to – I don't mean to sound negative on Las Vegas or any casino, but we're talking about safety, your safety. Garages are so dangerous for theft. So you always watch yourself. As a matter of fact, go to any garage. It could be the nicest casino in town, the worst casino. We are not responsible to damage done to your car or anything left in your car.
Mm-hmm.
People
who leave stuff in their car.
Leave stuff in their car. I mean, there's people that go around and test all the doors to just find little. It's amazing what goes on. Think about it, Gil.
Yeah.
We all know this. There's only a couple guys up in surveillance, you know?
Right.
I hate to actually say this, but I've actually been in surveillance. So,
the
25 old
eye
years
in the sky,
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be shocked, guys. You'd be shocked to know what goes on up there. Literally, like on a weekday, there might be three people up there watching 2,000, 3,000 cameras. Trust me.
And yet, I know some people who are the heads of gaming, right, in their respective casinos, one in particular I'm thinking about, who is unbelievable at catching a shenanigan move by a gambler at, say, a blackjack table or at a craps table, or right, that they have an eye for.
Yeah, yeah. So they're watching all those tables too,
yes.
And they're watching for that exactly. They're watching for people that are capping their bets and pass posting, and so now they have to watch all the tables, all the slots. Now you want them to watch the parking garage?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. But sometimes it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. Now the weekend they have more people, of course, because it's busier, more people up there. But garages are very dangerous. You want to watch yourself. I use valet, and I have to admit it. I'm a licensed gun owner. I have a carrying permit, and you know, it's a scary time, even thinking about that. But I mean, it is what it is.
I guess I bring all that stuff up just to relate it back to what you're saying, which is I'm less surprised by the people who take advantage of that and steal the woman's bag who's at the slot machine than I am the person who just casually puts their bag down. You know, an uncomfortable distance away from what they're doing.
Yes.
And or just enough so they can, you know, out of eye shot while they're doing their thing.
Very good. So you're saying not when I'm putting the bag in the middle where they can actually see it a little bit. You're talking about the ones that put that. This is how it all started for
me. Yes.
I seen a girl put a bag down.
That's what I mean.
Next to her, and she's playing, not even looking at the bag. How about this? I've seen people throw the bag in back of them. So they'll have their bag on. In back of them.
I'm not condoning the theft part of it, but I'm more amazed at that behavior than I am at the people taking advantage of it.
Yes.
Because I could never be that person. Like, I just like, where'd y'all grow up that you're so trusting of people?
Yeah, but I'm telling you though, it is the casino. I have to tell you, my parents, God bless them, they used to come in the casino and think that they're safe, they're fine in here, there's nothing's gonna happen in here, you know. It's when the older generation, definitely a little more trustworthy.
Yeah, well, there's certain things that you're safer in a casino, but putting your bag down in an irresponsible place ain't one of them.
Sure.
We'll come back, more Unscripted with the Crack Man. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, it is Gil Alexander. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. All brought to you by BetMGM. Bill Krakenberger here as always, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. The podcast is called Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. So we got a lot of response via text and via Twitter. This one, I won't give the gentleman's name because I don't know if he wants me to, but he said, MF's ransacked my car in the Cosmo parking lot once upon a time. He's like, we must not have locked the door. Someone must have been lifting handles and lucked out on ours. Took some of my wife's stuff last year. This one is via tweet. This is from... we got a couple tweets on stuff. This is from Brad. He said, I hope Will Hill appreciates getting in on Gil's tennis message ring. You could message anytime. Brad, if I knew you, I would message you. The Better Life, Tim Lawson, he says, I've seen people leave phones and wallets at slot machines when they've gone to the bathroom. God. So dumb. Also on security in casinos, do not count your wad of cash. This is great advice, by the way.
Great.
Do not count your wad of cash in the middle of the casino. You may end up being another parking garage theft.
Fantastic advice.
Fantastic advice. I remember back in the days at the Hard Rock where you and I met, I used to spend an inordinate amount of time living at the Hard Rock. And I remember there was a dude, and I remember his name because his name happened to be Michael Jackson. And he would bet baseball every day. Then one day he disappeared. You're like, what happened to Michael? He counted his money out in the open in the middle of the casino. And instead of doing the thing that best bit of advice I could give, if you're staying at the hotel and you're doing that, go to your room first. Do not go straight to a parking lot, right? And so he did that, and he got mugged.
Wow.
Never saw him again.
Wow.
Oh, he's okay.
Hard Rock. Those are good old days.
Oh, those are good old days.
And to be honest with you, the Hard Rock's in a terrible section of town. The building next to the Hard Rock, it has more. There's more police calls to that apartment complex than any in town. I was reading
the one across the street.
It's right next to it. They changed the name now.
Oh, so it's better now. They changed the name.
It used to have a name, Harbor Island, and now they said, you know what? Let's call it the Harmon. Because it's on Harmon Avenue.
Yeah,
it's like being in war-torn country. So that's, and not only that, people don't know this. Most people don't know this. They've done exposés. About 100 homeless people live underneath that building. There's a big, what are they, gutters or reservoir. Or whatever. They live under there, and it's not the best area there. So, again, that's another. You know, you could tell the people when they're in the building and stuff, and most of them were actually just. Believe it or not, just people that were came to town and tried to do something. The underground people here in town, they tried to work or something. And they got caught up in drugs and gambling. And it's amazing, actually, if you ever see those things, they're on YouTube. But a lot of them are over there at the Hard Rock area.
We're getting tons of these. I'll just read one more. Charles Boyle, last time in Vegas last year, chased a guy who grabbed a woman's purse right off her machine. Not one security guard was around once he hit the streets. I stopped. Oh, no. Yeah, I stopped, he said. He gives the name of the casino as well, also on the strip. New York Mets 16. Gil, I agree 100%. I even watch my car lights turn off before I close my front door. Me too, man. Growing up in New York City, I relate to all you said, but my wife is total opposite and thinks I'm a worrywart. Oh, well, better safe than sorry, I say. Oh, Scott, I'm with you, man. Totally with you.
Gil, you bring up something about the counting money in the casino. Or yes. What is it? Someone did.
What Tim Lawson.
Oh, Tim did, yeah. Let me tell you. When I go to a sports book, or I go to let's use a cashier where the cage is. Sometimes there's people that actually just sit there from a distance, waiting, spotters waiting for someone with cash. And sometimes if you're getting a lot of money, and a lot of money is not what you think, guys. A lot of money is whatever you feel.
Right.
That's a lot of money. If you feel $1,000 a lot of money, $2,000. They always have a side door in every casino, a VIP area, a side door where you can go get the money with no one seeing you at all at the cage, cashing your chips or whatever it may be, your vouchers. So it's good to know that a lot of people don't know that. There's a side door at every single casino cage if you feel more comfortable. I don't like when they come to the casino when you hit a jackpot at a machine over $1,200 that you have to hand pay you. And they count the money out,
yes.
You know, like
yes.
If they hit like 4,000, just think about it. They hit 4,000. Now they're counting out one potato, two potato, three Mississippi, four Mississippi. Yeah. I don't.
Potato.
Potato. Yes. I don't know where I came from.
We were kids who used to say that.
Yeah. So I don't like. So what I say is, buddy, can you just hand it to me without counting it? Some casinos say they can do it. Some say, no, surveillance wants us to count it out, you know.
Yeah. Usually the put it in the machine will suffice for me and just hand it to me after that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and if you're playing, people don't realize this too. If you're playing continuously and plan to play throughout the day, 90% of the times I don't get cash. I ask for a voucher. People don't know they can get that. So instead of giving you cash, they can actually make a voucher and give you the voucher to play with you know, you don't need to have cash counted out. You ever get this? And this is for everyone home too. Do you ever get this? You go to the casino, you're stuck like two dimes, and you hit like for like $1,800, and you go to the cage, and you give them an $1,800 voucher, and the cashier says, "Wow, great job!" And they're oh, great, you know, they're looking for a bone. I mean, yeah. I know what's up. You know, they got another score, but.
Wow, you're awesome.
I lost $200, but it's just kind of funny that when they say that to you. Anyway, just. Watch yourself. Good subject. Good subject that a lot of people don't think about too often.
Yeah, because they're here for vacation. They're like, woohoo, where is it? Well, cameras are on it. What could possibly happen? Yeah, you're probably not going to get in a fist fight in a casino, right? People aren't, you know, because there's always cameras on you. They'll notice that.
Right.
But little things, little things like that.
Yeah. And you know, it's mostly where the hustlers and the fleas, I'll use the same word again, it's mostly where they can go from casino to casino. Because in Atlantic City, I know I always advise my parents to go to the marina section, like the Borgata or the Golden Nugget over there, Harris, because the hustlers and fleas they have too much space to walk in between. Now, yet if I was on the boardwalk at like, you got to watch yourself on the boardwalk casinos in Atlantic City. Because if they get thrown out of Caesars, they're going right next door to the Bally's, you know? And so it's just a little walk for them rather than, you know, than and they get the laws now are amazing since the stuff that's happened in the country the last 3 years. They are very scared to throw out people. They're very scared to, you know, you don't want to insult anyone or you don't want to violate any of their rights. So, you know, they're standing behind the crap table. Yeah, man, good job. They're standing behind and waiting, looking for you to throw them a chip or something. And if you say something, now surveillance security has to, the pit boss has to call security. Security now is very They're a little more tolerant now than they were 5 years ago. It's a very fine line you walk.
It's funny you say
throw
that.
Someone out.
Again, we don't plan on what we're talking about. But it's funny you bring that up because the other day I was walking into a strip property, a very nice one, and someone who was clearly not showered, let's say, mm-hmm. rolled in there and immediately like security jumped on him. And I did think to myself as I was walking by, I was like, okay. That's a very dicey encounter, right? Because it's like, is it a cleanliness? Is it a wardrobe thing?
Wow.
Like what's the basis on which you can now say to that person, right? Yeah. Is it, hey, this is private property. We're allowed to do whatever we're allowed to do. I mean, maybe it's just that simple, but I did think to myself, it's funny you bring that up. I did have that thought where I'm like, oh, that must be a uncomfortable exchange.
Yeah. Yeah. Some casinos don't put up with it though.
Some don't.
I can name two offhand here in town. The Venetian Palazzo and then the Encore Wynn. They don't put up with a lot of stuff.
No, they don't.
Let me tell you something, too. As much as I love the Wynn, and I love the Wynn. It's probably my favorite casino.
Love.
Class, elegance.
Love.
I'll tell you, walking through that property, I do feel safer than others. As much as I like them, though, their security department, their surveillance department, like, if I go to play a blackjack game, they're on top of me. Oh my God. They're on like, what on what. They have some of the best surveillance security guys in the industry.
That's what I was referring to earlier. Like, you do anything shenanigan-wise in a gambling situation, they're on top of you. They know what they're looking for.
But it's amazing. So they don't watch the Fleas and the Hustlers, but some of these places have the best facial recognition software.
Yeah.
I walk in, or someone walks in that's an advantage gambler, they'll say you're in the building. But yet, the most important thing is the safety of the customer. So,
Las Vegas, Chris, live texting the show here. He said a couple texts. One, he goes, why don't you just create a small Telegram chat with advanced play selections within your group, jerk? He's saying to me about tennis, tennis plays.
Okay.
And he says, he said thousands live in the drains, what you were talking about.
Yeah,
Bill.
I said hundreds. He's right. It is thousands.
He said thousands live in there. He says a notable porn actress was recently interviewed while living there.
Wow. Oh, yes. So, yes, that was a big story here in town.
Oh,
she was
wow.
a porn actress, came to town. She's living in the underground.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. He's right.
Jeff
the specials.
Best part of the show for Jeff. He's like, wow, this is fascinating.
No, the specials that they have, they've been on TV, a couple of them. Listen, let's face it. They're not going to be on TV. Las Vegas doesn't want that image. But Las Vegas, Chris is right. There's not hundreds. There's thousands. And I've seen them on multiple times on YouTube. Wow, the underground people here. All over town, absolutely amazing. And the stories, how they got there, is just a Las Vegas story.
Everybody has a story.
Everyone came here. You know, they weren't planning to live there. It happened.
Coming back, Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crack Man, Numbers Game, Visa, and the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Don't forget the VSiN Spring Special is here. For only $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer. From now until the end of July, the next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And subscribers will have access to all of it. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel best bets all the way through the NBA Finals, Andy McNeil breaking down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. The full VSiN experience, if you want it, features daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $59. United States dollars to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/spring. I want to bring this up because this is getting ugly between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. So, Jeff, Nick Saban's first salvo was what? What was his first shot across the bow, I should say?
It was clearly a calculated thing against NIL, and he named Jimbo Fisher in Texas A&M. Well, not... I don't know if he named Jimbo Fisher by name, but he clearly went after Texas A&M last night at an Alabama coaches event.
And what was the quote? The money quote?
Along the lines of pay for play, more than anything, with Jimbo.
Yeah.
And A&M. And what has occurred now just ended in College Station.
Well, let me give the exact quotes. Saban says A&M, quote, bought every player, unquote. Okay. Now, pretty harsh.
So pretty much pay for play.
Yeah.
So Jimbo Fisher, who we know will not mince his words to begin with, Gil, has concluded about a 9-minute run-on sentence, as we know how Jimbo talks.
Commas, not his thing.
So here's just a sampling of what Jimbo had to say. You can call me anything you want. You ain't call me a cheat. I don't cheat, and I don't lie. I learned that when I was a kid. If you did that, your old man slapped you the side of the head. Maybe someone should have slapped him, referring to Saban. Other quotes that came from this, we build him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. It's despicable. So Jimbo Fisher pulling no punches whatsoever this morning. He also said that Saban tried to call him and he did not take the phone call. Quote, unquote, we're done.
Wow. We're done. I'd be done too. Hurling an accusation like that. More feedback on what we were talking about, Bill.
Yep.
Also from Tim Lawson, he said, most casino patrons don't realize that surveillance is there to protect the casino, not the players.
Ooh.
False sense of security with so many cameras in the sky. And we get tweets, and these are all very interesting perspectives. Matt Warrior 013, because this perspective needs to be stated out loud, too.
Good.
He said, Missouri security guard saved my butt once. I hit nicely and I cashed out and I started to leave. Security guard walked over to me and said, three guys had been watching me and my buddy. She walked us to the parking garage and then drove us to our car.
A great, great thing that I forgot to mention, actually.
Yeah.
You can ask security to walk you to your car in any casino if you feel anything threatened or anything. I have one here. My youngest work at GE Money. My youngest works surveillance for one of the spots downtown. The stories he comes up with amazes me. And this is an interesting one at Winning Sports Picks. The one thing that annoys me most at casinos is when playing a table game, doing well, you get up to use the bathroom or stretch legs or anything, someone has been milling around the table you don't know, walks up to you and asks you for a loan or asks you for money. I don't really see that in Vegas, but
I absolutely
see that in Atlantic City.
Do you?
Oh, God.
Really?
That is something where I wouldn't even have mentioned it. Absolutely Atlantic City, and I'm sure other jurisdictions.
You don't see that here.
You don't see that here. Last one, probably my favorite one out of all of them, Norman Vegas. And don't forget other ways people are getting robbed in casinos. There's 6-5 blackjack and 000 roulette. So
that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's a great tweet. This is from Scott Hoffman. I lived at Harbor Island in 2001. The complex was regularly on the show Cops, and taxis refused to drop me off there.
Wow.
They would go to the Hard Rock instead. Hashtag still alive.
Wow. And I'm sorry. I wasn't meaning to pick out Harbor Island, that person.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I knew that was a really bad place. They have like the two police monitor poles in the parking lot. I just know it's bad there.
So. Taco T-Bone said, some casinos scan license plates when you come into the parking lot. And if you're an advantage gambler, they know you're there before you even get in the door.
You're kidding me.
That I did not know.
Tim, I need you to DM me. I want to know where that happens.
I did not know.
Wow, I did not know they're your advantage gambler. Get that advantage gamble. Leave the flea and the hustler still in the pocketbook alone. Stop that guy. He's trying to win. I mean, that's
there's
ridiculous.
Also, like, I'll protect the name of the casino. I'll protect the name. I don't know if I've told this story before on air, but since we're on the subject, there's a strip casino, and someone who was working at the casino, one of the dealers.
Right.
Was skimming cash off of a table.
Oof.
To the tune of like tens of thousands of dollars. And they let it go on because they were trying to figure out how this person, because they figured out that he was doing it,
mm-hmm.
but they couldn't figure out if and how this guy was getting it out of the casino.
Getting it out of the casino? They've actually seen him put it away or tuck it away somewhere?
They've seen him. They figured out that he was tucking it away.
Okay.
But they couldn't figure out the second part of the equation.
The handoff or
right?
something.
Right? Because it's one
thing.
Again, you can take the reservation, but can you hold the reservation?
Right.
To the old Seinfeld.
Yep, Seinfeld, yeah.
Because it's one thing to steal, but if you can't use it, if you can't get out of the casino, what's the point, right? So they figured, they didn't figure out anything until couple months later, don't hold me to that timeline, but it was a while, like longer than it should have been, someone from the sports book at said establishment came to them and said, hey, this guy, how much do you pay him? Came over to the casino people and said, this dealer of yours, like, how much do you pay him? They're like, what are you talking about? So apparently he had been trying to launder it through sports bets. And
so he was actually taking the chips and going to bet in his own casino?
Yes.
Oh, he deserves
and
to
he,
be.
And here's, the, of course, the
front
kicker.
Of a firing squad.
How do you think the story ends? He lost all of it betting sports, so he never. But the communication between the casino and the sports book was not as efficient as they would have liked it to have been.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I tell him that how stupid this guy is. I mean, he's
smart enough to figure out a scheme to take the money. And he's like, I know what I'll do. I'll bet on the Yankees or whatever it was.
Right? You know, when I first came to town, early 90s, I was shocked. I was at Tropicana, and they had a little sports book in the back there. And I was shocked. The employees were in there sitting down betting, like in their dealer outfits. I don't know. Is that still allowed to go on? I don't know. But back then it was. I was like, wow, the casinos allow their customers, their employees to gamble in their own casino.
With their outfits on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What kind of gambling were they doing?
They were playing at the sports book. They were betting on the sports book. But I think they were playing right at the – you could play slots. If you're a dealer, on your break, you could take a cigarette break and play a slot machine. I thought that was unbelievable. And it wasn't just one casino.
The part where their uniforms are still
on
is the quirky part to that story.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember the Hard Rock days. Again, going back to the Hard Rock days. Remember the diner in the middle, 24/7 diner?
Sure.
Lucky's?
Yep.
The employees there, once they got off their shift – they were peppered around the Hard Rock playing slots.
Wow. There you go.
Peppered. Their paycheck was immediately going to the slots. The Hard Rock had no problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they work in the restaurant.
Yes.
And the restaurant, I think that place was owned by the casino, though, so they are technically Hard Rock employees.
Oh, yeah.
So
but that was rampant. That was rampant. But it's another thing to see, like, someone with a red vest or whatever your uniform is,
right. You
know, you don't see them sitting at a blackjack table, right? Like, they wouldn't let them do that.
They didn't let them do that.
But betting sports? Interesting.
Betting sports, playing the Keno. That's where I seen them,
playing
at the Hard Rock.
The Keno,
They had the Keno lounges. Oh, do we have them anymore?
Is the Hard Rock, was it, back in the day also?
No, this is Tropicana. This is 92.
Does anybody have Keno anymore?
They used to have Keno lounges in Las Vegas. I don't know if you guys ever remember that, but
yeah, they
had
full
places
lounges.
You could actually go and play Keno. As a matter of fact, the movie Vegas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Remember he was a famous comedian. I forget his name that was played a part. He was in the Keno Lounge. He said, I won. And that was the Keno Lounge, they used to call them. And every casino had a little Keno thing with
someone on a mic
calling the Keno.
28.
I think over at
28.
Exactly. I think over at the Boyd Casino, Gold Coast, they still have a Keno Lounge there if you guys want to take the smoke in and enjoy the Keno Lounge.
How funny is it that they actually have a lounge and a dude on a mic.
On the mic.
In retrospect.
Yeah, 25-30% hold game. Yeah.
28.
Right.
That's so funny. Oh, man, those are the things
that we could talk about here.
Oh, good.
Just everything.
Yeah, this is who's your latest guest on your podcast, by the way?
Larry Comas, who called the Derby.
Oh, you had him on?
Had him on yesterday. Oh. He was great. Wait, guys, you got to listen to this. This guy has got an unbelievable story. He's home as a kid, like, calling races to himself.
Does he? I mean, my money question here, because we're running into a wall here on the break, is: did he feel like he saved himself with those last 3 seconds?
Yeah, he kind of didn't call it till the end, and he almost didn't see it. As a matter of fact, Larry, who I'm friends with actually, will be happy to come on your show.
Oh, I would love to have him on.
Yeah, he's a great guest too. He was great. He's down at. He calls all three legs of the Triple Crown too.
This just in: the Preakness is on Saturday.
Yeah, he's calling that race.
Special numbers game
NBC.
Investigation. Yeah. Hey, we'll have him on.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Let's do that tomorrow. Coming back with Crackman next.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens planning a trip to Vegas. You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get texts. We get tweets. Las Vegas Chris, Sid Caesar.
Sid Caesar
is the
guy.
Comic you were thinking about in the Keno room. Tim Lawson, he played Keno. Tim says at the D and, oh no, he didn't play it. He says, but the D and the Plaza downtown both have Keno areas.
Wow. Wow, there you go.
I did not know that. Our own Kev, who sits in the corner over here in the dark, who has an over-under on bathroom runs every show at 2.5. He's under, by the way, currently today. He turned $20 into $800 playing Keno the other day, he said.
Oh, boy.
That'll get you hooked.
That's how it starts.
All right, we get lots of tweets here. That's how it starts. That's how it starts. It's very true. Jack Larkin, this is following Tuesday's conversation with Mark Borchardt on K percentage and bases on balls percentage rate. Carlos Hernandez going today for the Royals has a negative K to BB rate, minus 1.5, and White Sox priced at minus 135. First five. Interesting. There's an opportunity. Gee Wheezy, for sure employees with, I don't know what he means with, you know, with, oh, with union, on or in the union, I guess he means, at Sportsbook and poker tables. Alan Harris, Big Cat Sports, said, also, a reverse of your story, Gil. There was a part-time sportsbook guy at Bellagio that was stealing chips from the book and taking the chips and playing craps on his breaks. As an Aria Book employee, we could play at other MGM casinos, just no sports.
Wow, there you go. Thanks, Alan. That's a good example.
Robert Busa, Reno Gambler 50. When I was a ticket writer, I could not bet at Leroy's, but I could play casino games. GSR in Reno does have a casino lounge. Everybody's got a story. Thomas R. I was one of the employees who opened the Luxor back in 1993. We were encouraged to gamble there. I do think we had to change out of our uniforms, though. I only bet sports and always went to the Rio, though. Great property back then. Orleans apparently has a live Keno lounge, according to Nevadazor. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Another smoke pit. Yeah.
Keno Walker, I'm right here locked into a numbers game, he said.
Ooh,
thank
good.
You for
He's
that.
A big fan. Good guy.
This is, by the way, PGA update, just to let everybody know again. Still on the front nine for everybody. Lots of golfers still haven't teed off. First round, Southern Hills, Tulsa. Rory McIlroy maintaining the one-stroke lead. He's 4-under through 8. One-stroke lead over Davis Riley. Anybody have Davis Riley contending here today? And a two-stroke lead over, among others, John Daly and Will Zalatoris.
Now, I wonder if does Daly get, he gets sponsor money for being there. Like, people want to keep an eye on John Daly. He always, every time I've seen him in person, he always is colorful. And
yeah.
So he must get some good money for, like, just wearing
Oh, he's got an outfit today, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Can we find a picture of John Daly?
Yeah, John Daly.
By the way, three strokes back, a bunch of guys, too. Wai Yang, Xander Schauffele, Max Homa, and Eldrick Tiger Woods.
Eldrick. All right. That's a fun tournament.
Do you have a lot of bets on this tournament?
Yes.
How many would you say?
You know, it's those bets around town that you find good odds. It's the bets that the ones I drove to Arizona. I drove to Arizona twice this week. That making the 45-minute trek to the border there. So I do have some bets on. I just need Speed to make the cut, really, and I need him to. I would like for him to finish in the top 20, actually, even.
A lot of people like Spieth in this tournament.
Yeah, he's playing good, and I think we have a good grasp on him. There's so many different bets. I got a lot of matchups.
Yeah.
I need Tony Finau to finish in the top 20. You know, a lot of those bets you just shop around because they're very high juice bets. But if you shop around, you can bring that down to a very low hold.
So the one great thing about Vegas, we always talk about things that Vegas doesn't have betting wise, but like golf outrights, for instance, if you're betting golf outrights. You will get better numbers here than you will most other places.
Yeah, last night I was pleasantly surprised to see that I was able to bet. I'm a very nocturnal guy, even though I was up 6:30 for the show. I was up until about 1:32, and I was betting I was betting golf. I was saying, you know, I don't know after midnight if I can bet golf because these places, the apps close. Absolutely not. I bet Circa. I bet Westgate. I was betting them at, you know, 1 in the morning. I was happy to see I can actually bet. Mm-hmm. And some of the outrights were just amazing, some of the prices I found here in town. Compared to, you know, everywhere else that I was even though I couldn't bet DraftKings, I was looking at DraftKings, I was looking at FanDuel, I was looking at the far off places. Let me tell you, I got some of my best odds at those two places last night. Randy McKay just texted me. He's listening to the show. Now, I don't know if this means now or a previous time. The second part of this, he said, add if you hit a jackpot, you can do a cage deposit. So you can actually deposit, you know, Randy's talking about if you hit like 10 grand or something, you can deposit 10,000 in the cage and just leave it there, I guess. I woke up hungover in Deadwood, South Dakota. Now, I don't know if that's meaning, Randy, you did it today, you woke up, or this was when you hit the jackpot.
That's right.
You realized you found the tax slip in your pocket and said, whoa, I forgot about that 8 grand. Where's that at? Oh, the cage. So I don't know if that's what Randy means.
Randy just might be giving us play-by-play on his day today. We don't know.
I didn't know Randy to even, to be honest with you, I didn't know Randy to even partake in alcoholic beverages. So anyway.
No, that's good advice. That's good advice. You could deposit straight to the cage, and that saves you of all shenanigans.
Yeah.
Potential shenanigans.
8:50, 1.5 here, and the six things I was thinking about talking about. We got one subject the whole day today.
We want to squeeze one more in, 4 minutes, our last 4 minutes?
Yeah, do we squeeze in the South Point only offering 3 hot dogs here maximum? I'm kind of mad about that. I mean, there is a way to circumvent the line, but, I mean, I don't want to get into that. It's my own little secret.
They raised the price a quarter, did they?
Did they?
Well, I don't know. It's like $1.50 now?
Yeah, they're good. A good dog. Oh, Randy just said today. All right, Randy. Hope you feel better.
Hope you feel better, Randy.
But the story I actually want to talk about is something that happened to me the other day. I'll squeeze this in. This is amazing. So I walk into one of the casinos in town here, and a guy says to me, "Hey, I'll just tell you, Westgate." So I walk into Westgate to make some bets in the back by the sports book, you know, out by the street there. A guy says to me, "Hey, can you get me some drink tickets, big man?" You know. So I said, "Sure, I'll get you some drink tickets on the way. I'm going to bet anyway. Come out, get the drink tickets." I'm embarrassed to tell you what I did. Like, It's a Wonderful Life with Uncle Billy. I handed him because I had so much stuff in my hands. I was on the phone with someone, and I had the drink tickets. I handed him my bets with the drink tickets. I get into the car. I say, even myself, see how you can be distracted? I get into the car, and the guy actually says, yo. He's actually screaming at me. So I literally came back and said, thank you very much.
Oh, he gave you back your bets.
He gave me back my. I would have probably caught it at some time or another and canceled the bets. They weren't going off till, you know, later on in the week. And I actually took care of him financially because it was a large amount of tickets. He wouldn't have been able to cash them anyway. My card's on him, and it was a large enough amount there. They asked for ID. Yeah. But that's just something that happened to me. And we're talking about things. I'm talking about helping people, about giving them advice, watching themselves. And here I am handing drink tickets to a guy with my sports tickets.
Somehow I can picture you with a phone.
I was on the
with
phone. I had so many things in my hand. Yeah. I had my bag. Yeah. I had my computer, I had my my iPad, and I had my phone, and I had those two drink tickets. But I got them like 6 drink tickets, so it was like almost like I didn't even realize what I was doing. I folded them, and I just gave the guy my tickets. So yeah, these things happen.
Do you often respond to big man?
Big guy. Yeah,
big guy.
Oh yeah, when they want something, someone wants something, yeah.
Big guy.
Can you help me out, big man? So that was one story. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Josh Applebaum. He put up a tweet last week, and it was about I wish I could find it. Anyway, he put up a tweet that I thought was interesting about someone, one of the guys in the industry. Now I forget his name. But anyway, he put up a tweet that I thought was very, very good, and it was about someone that, the irresponsibility of some of the people in the industry. I'm being a little tough on him. I know he's a comedian, Cousin Sal. But so Cousin Sal put up a tweet. He works for one of the sports books. No offense, but you really have some serious issues if you don't wager everything you own on this parlay. And one of the same game parlays for one of the companies he works for. I I know he's joking, but there's so many new people to the space that don't know Cousin Sal's joking. They know him from the Tonight Show or whatever show he was on, his cousin or something. And
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. And they think, oh, wow, this guy's pretty good at what he does. So they see him on here now. They're brand new to sports betting, and they may take him serious. So Josh just said tweets like this do a major disservice to the sports betting industry. Wagering everything you own is the exact opposite of being responsible. Many new bettors sadly fall for this. So, Sal, come on, buddy.
Josh is right. You're right. And yeah, you're right. Cousin Sal probably thought he was being funny. Probably didn't think he was. Yeah,
you just got to think about your space, the space in your.
That's right. Got to be more responsible. Bill, thank you. We got to run.
See you next week.
French Open podcast. That's what I got to run and do. Enjoy Lombardi Line next from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.